I'm a rightful heir. I'm rich in faith,
hope and love.
Sing it. I'll be moving to the mansion just over in glory, for I'm a rightful heir. Yes, I'm rich in faith, hope and love. I'll be moving to the mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir.
My father owns a cattle on a thousand hills. I believe I own at least one. I stand amazed when I see his face.
Oh, yes.
Knowing that I'm his son.
Well, I'm rich in faith, hope, and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir.
I got a guardian angel watching me.
Hallelujah.
He's with me everywhere. When I need
Thank
my
you,
Father
Lord.
In heaven above, I pray just a simple prayer.
Well, I'm rich in faith, hope and love. I got more than I share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir. Yes, I'm rich in faith, hope and love. I got more than I share.
I'll be moving to my mansion over in glory,
where I'm a rightful. Yes, we are. Somebody say, yes, we are. Praise the Lord. Now listen, are you awake this morning? Rub your eyes if you've still got sleep in them. Rub them real good. And look at your neighbor and say, you better sing. Look at your neighbor and tell them they better sing. We're here to have church today. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That ain't good enough. Somebody better say, praise the Lord. Are you glad to be in the house of God today? Let's give our Lord a good hand clap of praise if you love Him. Thank you, Lord. He's pleased me, Brother Harry. Sing that line for me again. Sing that verse for me again, if you will, buddy.
Which one?
He's cleansed me. How many of you has He cleansed today? Are the rest of you wanting to get cleansed? How many of you want to be cleansed today? Did you enjoy His church here last night? You appreciate the word of the Lord. Glory. Amen. Let's sing about it.
He has cleansed me, forgiven me of all my sins.
Yes, He has.
He took me in.
Whoa.
He's built me a mansion beyond compare.
Hallelujah.
I'm a millionaire.
Well, I'm rich in faith, hope, and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to the mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir. Yes, I'm rich in faith, hope, and love. I got more than my share.
I'll be moving to my mansion over in glory,
oh, where I'm a righteous heir. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I work a little bit at the funeral home, and that's the quietest place I've ever seen. This ain't no funeral home. This is a place to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is a place to magnify the greatest name that's ever been uttered on human lips, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you appreciate Him this morning? Has He done great things in your life? Has He turned your life around? Give Him one more hand clap of praise if you love Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know it's not a lot of noise and a lot of racket, but Brother Branham did make a statement that where Jesus is, there was usually a lot of racket. Usually a lot of noise going on. So I tell you what, if you're here to play quiet mouse, you are now dismissed.
You can go on home or go down the road. They got it real quiet down there for you. But we've come to worship the risen Savior. I'll tell you what, when I look at where he brought me from, what he done for my life, I was a total wreck. How about you? You may thought you was doing good, but you was a total wreck. But he changed you. He's fixed you. He's made you a brand new creature. Are you glad about it today? Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Well, we've got a lot of requests this morning. I'm going to let you be seated for just a bit. Brother Daniel, if you'd get ready this morning to lead us to the Lord in prayer. Got a card of thanks here from Sister Jane, Brother Gene Terrell. I'll take just a minute to read it. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for your prayers that got Sister Jane through the most painful time in her life. Thank you for the visits, the phone calls, the encouragement. Thanks for the food. It was delicious and we so enjoyed it. Special thanks to all the caregivers that came and stayed with Sister Jane, helped fix her hair, do different things. They just want to say thanks. They love you. They appreciate you. Well, we kind of thank a little bit of them too, don't we? Give Brother Jane, Sister Jane, Brother Gene a nice hand this morning. Praise the Lord. So appreciate them. Just good people. We love them with all of our heart this morning. Brother Mark McNulty wants to welcome his parents, Brother John, Sister Heather, his sister and brother, Megan and Jared. They are now making Happy Valley their home church. Where would those folks be? Would you just raise your hand? Help me out. Somebody, where are they? Point to them. I can't see them. Where are they at? Right back here. Give them a nice hand this morning. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We're so glad and trust that your journey with us here will be a joyous occasion in your life. May God bless you. Sister Bonnie Potter says to please keep my granddaughter Cheyenne in prayer. She has a sandpaper rash on her back, stomach, and chest. It is very itchy and uncomfortable. The doctor, urgent care, has said that it could take a couple of weeks for it to run its course. So we certainly want to pray that that would she would get some relief, and just may God bless that little child. Jean Littleton says, I would like to say thanks on behalf of everyone that prayed for my son Patrick over the past year. He went back to Vanderbilt on June the 15th and got a good report. Please continue to pray for my family's salvation. Thank you, Brother Gene Littleton. We certainly appreciate Brother Gene too, don't we? Amen. Brother Terry Horn offers his testimony. For the past 3 or 4 days, I have had a lot of pain in the heel of my right foot. While Brother Darrell was praying for several at the altar last night, I was also praying for each one while standing at my seat. Something said to me, why don't you claim healing for yourself? So I did, and the severe pain in my foot left immediately. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Want to pray for Pat Morris, been in up all night long, hurting in her legs, been sick on her stomach. So let's pray that the Lord would touch her tonight or this morning. Want to pray for Brother Melvin Lamphere, had a pacemaker placed and is having a lot of problems with that. So let's remember him as we pray today. Want to pray for Sister Estep. She is not feeling well, unable to be in the service today. Want to pray for Brother Keith Phillips. Not able to be in this service today, so we just commit all those things unto the Lord. You have an unspoken prayer request this morning, something you'd like for this group to pray about. We want to pray for the youth meeting that's going on, that all the youth would be blessed and encouraged in the Lord, and all those that are traveling on the highways today, may God bless those folks as well. Are you glad you're a Christian this morning? Let's stand to our feet. Brother Daniel, if you'd come this morning, take us to the Lord in prayer. Certainly appreciate Brother Daniel Nunley, don't we? Amen. God bless our brother.
Amen. 4th of July brings back our memories. I remember last year at this time, I read something, a whole lot of people commenting on it, so I thought I'd just take a minute and read it again this morning. We take things for granted a whole lot of times, but you know what? God has a plan. And I'm thankful that I'm part of that plan, aren't you? Amen. Have you ever wondered what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? 5 were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. Two lost their son in the Revolutionary War. Another had two sons that was captured. Nine fought and died from wounds of hardships at the war. Of the 56 men, 24 were lawyers, 11 were merchants, 9 were farmers and plantation owners, men of means, well educated, but they signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing full well that the penalty could be death if they were captured. I wonder today if we had that opportunity, knowing that we might die when we sign. Amen. Praise God. I'm thankful for men that stood the course. Amen. And I'm praying today that we'll stand the course. Amen. Let's pray for these requests. Heavenly Father, how thankful we are today that we are living in America, God. Yet it's still the greatest nation in the world, even with all its faults. God, that we can come to church and worship without being persecuted. God, that we can call upon your name. How thankful we are for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us live during this day. And God, now we bring our petitions, our requests before your throne. Each name that was called, God, you know each one of them. I pray even now that your hand will go forth to heal, to save, to deliver. God, I believe that nothing is impossible to those that believe in you. God, we pray now that you'll take this service. God, that you'll bless it for your glory. God, that you'll be with Brother Dying, Sister Carol, whoever they are. Give them rest for the body. God, we'll just be careful to give you the praise. Bless the service and the servant today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Time. Receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor in the service with us today, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. Those that are streaming, we pray the service will be a great blessing to those folks as well. Could we say it together? God bless our streamers. God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand this morning, if you would. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're so glad to be in the house of God today. Glad you're here. Those that are gone and not here, we just pray that the Lord would bless them in a special way. Let's sing a little song this morning. We've wore it out, but this is my testimony this morning. By the grace of God, I refuse to lose. By the grace of God, I refuse to be defeated. By the grace of God, I'm going to make heaven my home. By the grace of God, we're going to be raptured out of here. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him a nice hand clap of praise if you love him this morning. I would not be denied. Let's sing it. I would not be denied this morning. Is that your testimony? Is that your testimony? Praise the Lord. We're going to get you woke up by about 11:15. You've got 2 minutes to get there. Praise the Lord. Amen. When pains of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. No, I would not. No, I would not. Oh, till my Jesus came and made me whole. Jesus came.
not hear your prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done. Christ our Lord is here.
This morning, you can be seated. Let's sing that little chorus together. Let it rain as they come to give us a song today. Give the singers a nice hand as they get ready to sing for you today.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates. Open the flood gates.
bless you. Would you sing for us today?
Then sings my soul. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art.
The next thing is can you believe that you're the closest thing to his heart? I don't want to just believe he's great. I want to believe that he loves me. And Brother Brad, he knows my name. That he knows me. If we can get that revelation, then what can the devil do to us? Gee. He counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain. You can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know the answers to all the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name. Step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name, but I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day, but I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. And he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. My name.
He knows my name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Y'all can be just seated just for a moment. I just want to share something with you before we go into the Word of God and ask Brother Harry to sing that song this morning. In recent years, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 has become one of my favorite scriptures. I guess we all have favorite scriptures that speaks to us. And Jeremiah 29, 11 says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, and thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And that scripture just speaks to my heart. And I was coming up out of Cottonwood, Arizona the other day, passing through Sedona, headed up towards Flagstaff. And just to be honest with you, I was down in my spirit. I was just tired. I was homesick. I missed my girls, missed my wife. I was tired, and I was passing up through Sedona, and I saw a sign that said, scenic view, 1 mile ahead. And I was driving, and I was thinking, am I doing any good? Does God even know that I'm even out here? You know, you just get weary. And Brother Branham said that's when Satan likes to jump on your back, is when you get a little bit weary. And so I was having these thoughts. Does God even know I'm even out here? Am I doing any good? I'm away from, maybe I should just be home sitting down. And I was just going through these things. I was just being honest. I was just weary. And I saw this sign that said scenic view. And I thought, I think I'll just pull in and look at the mountains, and the red rocks there. So don't any of you been out that way? You know how beautiful it is. And so I pulled into this scenic view overlook, and it was all grown up. It looked like it had been a year since anyone had been there. There was, you know, most of these places, they keep them nice, you know, and they've got, but it wasn't that way. It was all grown up in weeds, and there was a little concrete bench, just one bench. And I thought, you know, I believe I'll just get out and sit on that bench. And I got out and I sat down on the bench, and I was thinking about these things, and I said a little prayer. And I turned and looked beside me, and laying on the bench was a little silver plastic coin with just a portion of scripture. The scripture was from the International Version of the Bible. And it said this: before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And I began to weep. And I turned the corner on the other side. It was Jeremiah 29:11. And I just began to weep because I thought, you know, He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows all about me. And this morning, if you'll stand to your feet, that's what I want to speak to you for just a few minutes this morning on He knows my name. But you see, what touched me so much about the scripture is it was just a portion of the scripture. It wasn't the whole scripture, because the whole scripture would never apply to me. It's Jeremiah chapter 1, and we want to read it today, verse 4 and 5. May the Lord richly bless you this morning. We're traveling right after service today, headed up towards the youth camp. Got four services up there this week. I heard they had a real good move of the Lord last night, and so just pray that we can get into the channel and maybe say something that would just help someone and change their life. You know, one soul is worth 10,000 worlds. And amen. And remember the fires out in Arizona, the saints out there, the homes are in danger. And may God bless you. But Jeremiah chapter 1, starting at verse 4, it says this: then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto all the nations. Let us bow our heads this morning. I want to speak to you on He knows my name. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you this morning. We count it such an honor to be gathered here with your people, Lord, and in your presence. Knowing, dear God, that heavens and earth will pass away, yet your word shall never fail. So, Lord, we can come before you today with confidence, dear God, that you will keep that which you have promised against this day. And, Lord, we see the insanity of the world today. Yeah, Lord, you said it would be that way, dear God, and we see the evidence of it, Lord. But you said when these things begin to happen upon the earth that we should lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. But Lord, we believe, dear God, that we will not leave this earth defeated. But we believe once more the world will hear from God. It'll be through His bride, dear God. For Lord, we believe that we have been called in this hour to vindicate Luke 17:30, to vindicate Malachi 4, 5, and 6, to vindicate these promises of the last day that you sent a prophet, God, the spirit of Elijah, to speak the word of the Lord. And somebody will catch that inspiration and become that word, dear God. And we will vindicate that that messenger came from you. For we will become the very words of his prophecy, Lord. For the lion has roared in this hour. Who can but fear God? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Lord, we believe these things are among us today. Father, speak to the hearts of your children that when we leave the doors today, may our hearts burn within us, Lord, because you have met with us. We give it into your hands for your glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated this morning. Thank you, buddy. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you feel good today? Amen. You know, saints of God, before there was ever a star, before there was ever a planet, before there was even angels, there was God. Amen. And yet he wasn't known as God, because God is an object of worship. And there was nothing to worship him. There was nothing yet there that could worship him. So he wasn't known as we would call a God. Brother Branham said in the beginning, he wasn't even God. Because our English word for God is an object of worship. And there was nothing there to worship him. And he said, and how confusing it is to the mind that you can make somebody a God. You can make your job a God. You can make your car a God. You can make anything a God, because God is an object of worship. But in the Old Testament, in Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God. That word God doesn't mean the English word God, but that word there that they used, it means the self-existing one. So in the beginning, he wasn't known as God. He was simply known as the self-existing one. He needed nothing to help him exist. You see, the gods that we create with our imagination, the gods that we put before us, those things that people of the nations and the worlds make gods out of, celebrities and gods out of this, those gods can never exist by themselves. But our God that we serve today is the self-existing God. Amen. That word used there was Elohim, the self-existing one. Amen. You and I, we cannot be self-existing. That tree we worship, that building, it is not self-existing. Amen. But this one, the self-existing one. So God, in the beginning, was life. The eternal one. In him was attributes. And these attributes became words. And the words became flesh. Amen. He had these within himself. Let me say it this way. We'll say this piece of paper is representing the self-existing one. And God expressed out of himself these thoughts. And that's what Jesus was. He was the Redeemer. And to redeem means to bring back. He had to bring it back. But in order to bring something back, it had to be somewhere to be brought back to. If he redeemed me back, I had to be somewhere before that he redeemed me back to. Amen. And you see, the peoples of the world will never be able to see it, because all the people wasn't in the beginning in God's thoughts. So they'll never be able to see these things. That's why they walk away. That's why they make the websites. They were not there in the beginning. They can't see it. Some people will be able to see it. Others won't. But why do we always take the negative? That ought to make us shout. That ought to make us praise God. That ought to make us worship. The very fact we're sitting here this morning ought to make us explode in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Some people will see it. Others won't. Let me show you what I mean. Look at the priest in Jesus' day.
when they seen him express himself exactly with the word, exactly what the word said he would do. You see, Jesus never expressed him one way to the priest and expressed himself another way to the woman at the well. Jesus never done that. He expressed himself one way, and that was the way of the word, because he was the word. Amen. But when the priest saw that, when the priest saw the expression of the word, you know what they said? It's Beelzebub. They called him a devil. Brother Benham said it showed you where their nature was. It was in the modern thought of today. But when that little prostitute, when that little prostitute that he met at the gate, and he told her, he expressed the Messiah sign to her by telling her what she done. You know what she said? When she saw the word made manifest before her, she said, "Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll do these things." Amen. She was recognizing him as the Messiah. The same sign. One said it was a devil. The other said it was God in flesh. She recognized him as the Messiah, the anointed one. Why? Not the way he dressed, not the way he looked, but he was expressing. He was meeting the scripture qualifications. And she saw according to the word. That's him. What was it? Oh God, it was the two pieces coming back together. She said, "We know the Messiah cometh. He'll do these things." When Jesus turned to her and expressed himself to her that way, when he said, "I am he that speaks to you," she never expressed Beelzebub. That never entered her mind. But she dropped her water pot. She ran into the city and said, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever done. Hallelujah. Is not this the very Messiah?" What did this? Put in the old scripture. Put in the old scripture qualifications with an experience. Put in these scriptures with the experience that Jesus was given to her. What did it do? Oh God, don't miss this. What did it do? It made the Messiah. Taking the scriptures that the prophet spoke of old and putting it with that experience. What did it do? It made to her the Messiah. And let me say today, putting the promised word concerning the bride with the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it produces the Messiah on the earth in the bride. Glory to God in this hour. Well, I wish I could see Jesus. He's sitting beside you. Amen. Hallelujah. The promised word for this hour with the baptism of the Holy Ghost puts the Messiah in bride form. God have mercy. Did you notice? Quickly, her sins were forgiven. Quickly, her sins were forgiven. Not tarrying at an altar, not laying there for days. As soon as she recognized the word and acted on the word, her sins were forgiven her. You know why? Because at the beginning, she was redeemable. She was in God's thoughts at the beginning. So it redeemed her, or brought her back when she seen the expressed scripture manifested of Jehovah and what he was and what he is. It brought her back. Because she was redeemable. She was a part of that missing piece. Oh God. You see, when Jesus come, if Jesus would have come in Noah's message, it would not have worked, though Noah expressed God for his day. If he had come in Moses' message, the great message that it was, yet it would not have worked. Even though Moses was a portion of God for his day. Amen. Amen. But Jesus could not come that way. The Bible never said he would come that way. But when he come, hallelujah, he expressed like the Bible said, like the Word said he would. He expressed that if you don't believe me, but believe the works I do, they'll tell you who I am. He said, I came to fulfill the volume of the books that's written of me, who wrote of the prophets. The prophets spoke of him. He stood in the temple that day. He opened up the Bible. He began to read. He hath anointed me. He said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Expressed exactly like the Old Testament said he would be expressed. And all those who were redeemable. Oh God, this ought to make the Pope shout this morning. All those who was redeemable believed it. All those who were redeemable believed it. Because, why did they believe it? Because they were the thoughts of God. The attributes of him at the beginning was made flesh and redeemable and was brought back to God. And as many as received him, gave he them power to become sons of God. Why? They were redeemable. You know why you have the Holy Ghost today? I'll tell you why. Because you're redeemable. They were from the beginning in his expression. God, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that don't do nothing to you, but God, that just does something to me. Because I see my weaknesses, I see my failures, and you've got them too. But we should not let those weaknesses silence us in church when we see what the Word says about us. As Brother Louis said, we ought to let the world know it. Well, I'm not emotional. That's not true. I don't believe that. I don't care how quiet you are, everybody's emotional. If you ain't emotional, you're dead, one or the other. Amen, friends. Well, I just don't know. I'm afraid to say it. The lion hath roared. Everything shuts up. Our fear should have been done away with a long time ago. The fear of missing the rapture should never enter your mind. You let the devil rob you. You let the devil lie to you because you see your stinking flesh, but God sees the blood. Glory to God, I feel like speaking Apache. Amen. As many as received him, gave he them power to become sons of God. They were redeemable. They were from the beginning in the expression. Do you believe that? But man, so we can stop here just a moment. If it would be possible, and think of that, tonight, of the message of the hour, the express thoughts of Jehovah. The very message we believe is the express thoughts of Jehovah. And the prophet said, we become the Word as we receive the Word. It's the Word becoming flesh and the flesh becoming Word. What is the message of the hour? It's more than CDs. It's more than books. It's more than these things, though we thank God for them. But what is the true version of the message in this hour? It's the bride form. Hallelujah. It's the message become flesh in you. Amen. The message is not just a book. It's me. I am the message of the hour. Amen. The express thoughts of God. Before the foundation of the world, we are told by the Bible that our names were put on the Lamb's Book of Life. How could he put my name on the book of life, on the Lamb's book of life? How could he put my name on the Lamb's book of life unless he knew it? Then we see the two sides that we looked at earlier. Why one is so odd to the other. We look at them that post these things on the website. Say, how could they possibly say those things? It's because they wasn't in his thinking. How can you not say the things they're saying? I'll tell you why. Because you was in your thinking. And if you said those things, you'd be talking about yourself. Oh God. Amen. Amen. You see, God, in the Old Testament, He veiled Himself behind badger skins. When Solomon came and dedicated the temple that day, and the pillar of fire came down behind the badger skins and veiled himself to the world. Israel, by faith, said, He's back there. Why? Because He told them, that's where I'll be. And they believed what He said. The world looked, you know what they saw? Badger skins. Oh God, are you hearing me this morning? All they saw was skins. It didn't look like nothing to them. But by faith, Israel believed. He was there because He said He would be there. And today, He's veiled again. What behind? The skin of the bride. What does the world see? They see cults. They see brainwashed people. But by faith, we believe He's here because He said He would be here. He said a little while, the world will see me no more. But ye shall see me. I'll be with you, even in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just express thought of the Son of Man ministry. Oh my God. If we could only see ourselves the way we see Brother Branham. Let me say that again. If we could only see ourselves the way we see Him and His position and how God used Him. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Not just the express thoughts of a Son of Man ministry. Not just the express thoughts of the days of Noah. But God had other thoughts that He knew would be manifested in this hour. And like He sent Jesus, oh God, don't miss this. Like He sent Jesus to find the woman at the well, He sent the Son of Man ministry, the spirit of Elijah, Malachi 4, to find you. What is it? It's the two pieces coming back together. So you were in God's thing. If you got eternal life, you were in God before there was ever a world. You are a part, a son of God, an attribute of God. He knew the very age you was coming. He predestinated you to that age, to take that place, and no one else can take your place. You see, if someone else was to step into your place, they would be an imitator. Because God never thought of them that way. Amen. You've got to be there because He knew you would be there. And now you're made manifest and you can fellowship with Him. That's what He wants. He's longing for fellowship. Longing to be worshipped. Thank God for Brother Louis. Thank God for preparing the people's hearts before the word comes out. But He should never have to beg us to worship our God. Because that's what God created us for. That's what God is longing for. Nobody can tell a man that he's loved like his wife can tell a man he's loved. The angels could sing, we love you, but it will never be the same as when you say, I love you, God. But my question is this morning, why wouldn't we want to worship Him? Somebody show me one thing that God's done that we shouldn't worship Him. Amen. He's kept every word. Amen. You see, but your life, Brother Branham said, if your life was not an attribute in God, it's just a mimic of Christianity. There'll be millions and billions of them that'll be mimics of Christianity. Here's the plan. Here's the plan, the prophet said. The whole plan in plain view. That the word of God is a seed. And just like other seeds, the same thing holds for all seeds. There must be a prepared ground. If you just take seed and throw it out on the ground, the birds will get it. If you throw it among the thorns, they'll choke it out. But if you want a good crop, you must prepare the ground to receive the seed. The ground has to be ready first. So God, oh, God in His sovereign grace, prepares the heart first. But when did He prepare your heart? When did God prepare your heart to receive His seed? He prepared it before the foundation of the world to receive Him in this age. He foreknew you by His foreknowledge and ordained you to eternal life. He knew you. Therefore, He prepared you. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans of welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. See, God done knows exactly what's going to happen to every one of us. And God said, I am moving you towards that plan. I am moving you towards that thought I had of you before there was ever a star. You are now on your journey to fulfill the final outcome of God's thinking concerning you. That's amplified version of Jeremiah 29:11. You were in His thinking at the beginning. You've got eternal life. There's only one form of eternal life. Eternal life has no beginning. It has no ending. So if you have eternal life, how many's got it this morning? If you have eternal life, you are an attribute of God's thinking before there was anything but Him. And remember, your eyes, your stature, whatever you was, you were in His thinking at the beginning. And the only thing you are is the expression word. After He thought it, He spoke it, and here you are. If it wasn't so in this thinking, if you wasn't in His thinking there, there's no way at all for you ever to be there. For He's the one who gives eternal life. And you were there. You were in His thinking. Your name and all. And He, by foreknowledge, ordained you to see this. He ordained me to see this. And if you was not ordained, you will never see it. But remember, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the prophet said, the hour is here. The hour is here for what? The hour is here to see these things. Don't you understand? It was hid from us, but the hour is now. We've got to see these things. We've got to understand these things before we can rapture. And the rapture is right upon us. So God must make it known now. Amen. You see, you have attributes. You know why you have attributes? Because you're made in His image. Huh? We have thoughts and then we make those thoughts work. Is that not true? I think I'll go get me some milk. You get up, you go up the refrigerator, you get your carton, you get your glass, you get your milk. You know why you got that milk? Because you thought about it first. You had thought it, you expressed it, and you manifested it. And that's exactly what God did. He thought, I'll have a bride without spot or wrinkle. He thought it, He spoke it, then He manifested it. Amen. God in the beginning. Listen, if you ever was or ever will be in heaven, you was in heaven to start with. You see, Brother Jared, we're not going to a place we've never been. When we rapture, Brother Terry, we're not going to a place we've never been. We're just going home. Oh, hallelujah. We're just going home. Home where the chains are broken. Home where there's no more suffering. We're just going back. Amen. You're a part of God. You're a part of God. Somebody say that. I'm a part of God. You were his thought. He knew your name. He knew who you were before there was ever a molecule, before there was light, before there was anything. Do you realize before there was even light, that was you? He knew you. He knew your name. He put you on the Lamb's Book of Life before the world was ever formed. You know, I got one question. Why would we doubt that? Why would we let Satan take that away from us? Well, I've got a lot of problems. No, brother, I don't have a lot of problems. I've got big problems. I know you do. I know you do. I'm not saying we don't have problems. I'm just saying we got a big God. Amen. Think of it, friends. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you were in his thoughts. Then you become a word, a thought expressed, and then you're manifested. Thought become a word, manifested. That's what you are. That's what you are. Not the old Baptist ideal of, I was just an old sorry sinner saved by grace. No, he come to redeem me back to where I always was. He come to tell me you're not the son of Mary Jo and James Elbert Ward. You're a son of God. That's what he come to do. That day I got saved. That's not the day. That's not the day that I first met Jesus. That's the day that I just realized who I was. That's the day he called me back to what his thinking was of me. That's why he sought me out in that old building, Brother Terry. I wasn't looking for God. I passed by this church every Sunday, going back to the army. I wasn't looking for you. I didn't want no part of this church. But he come looking for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knowed you since before there was a world. Amen. Before you was born, he knew you. He knows your name. Listen to this discernment. How do you do, sir? I suppose that you and I are strangers to each other, sir. We do not know one another. Only God knows us both. He's known you since you was, before you was born. Before there was a world began, he knew you. And he knew that you would stand here tonight. God knew that. He's fed you all the food that you've ever ate. You see, God knows your sickness. You may think you're going through it. Well, I'm going through this so long. I'm going through this battle all by myself. You may think that. The devil may make you think that. But you see, that's not true. He knows your sickness. God knows your desire. God even knows the church that you attend. And he knows when you don't attend. Amen. Listen, he knows the church that you attend. He knows who you come to church with. And he knows where they're from. And he knows who they are. And he knows what's wrong with them. He knows your name. He knows your street. He knows your address. Do you believe that? Let me show you what I mean. The first thing I see a woman, she's got sinus trouble. He knows your sickness. It's bothering her. It's exactly right. It's headaches like across here, sinuses. It bothers her. I see you kneeling, praying. He sees you when you pray. Sees you when you don't. Amen. I see you kneeling, praying. It's in a room. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. You're asking a worthy thing. He knows your desires. You're asking God to give you a child, to give you a baby. You're barren and you're asking God to give you a baby. That's right. God bless you. I've never seen him fail one time. It seems like I see swamps or something. I don't know where it's country. It's a lot of cedars. Look like swamps, willows. It's kind of passing though. It looks like Arkansas to me. Was you ever in Arkansas? It seems to me like it was Arkansas. It is Arkansas. Jonesboro, Arkansas. That blessed old Bible, our tabernacle, is where you come from. You're down there trying to contact. There's somebody else in here that's trying to make contact. It's an aged woman that's standing. And you're from Roland Country, maybe Missouri. It's your mother. Here he goes. There she sits right there. And she's got hardened of the arteries. That's exactly the truth. Amen. Go believe in it. May the God of heaven give you the desire of your heart. Oh God. Our God knows. If God will let me know your trouble, here's another one. You're suffering with arthritis, isn't that right? Something strange about you. There's something moving around you. Everyone reverent. The woman's fading from me. It's a boy. You've got a son that's a paralysis. He's paralyzed. He isn't here. But your heart's bleeding for him. You was thinking of him when you walked up. I hear him call. Your name is Decker. Your first name is Ida. You live at 1524 and a half street. Oh God. God bless you. Go home. You're healed. Go on your road rejoicing and lay your hands on your son. Here's another one. I see your name is Arthur. Your last name is something like that. And you live at 150 Mueller Street. And you live in an apartment. And your apartment number is 9B. He knows my name. I was telling Cheryl, when I was studying this and I started looking at some of these discernments, I found one where Brother Benham gave the street name, the city, and the state. So you know what I did? I Googled it. And guess what? The house is still there. Two and a half room bedroom is for sale if you want to buy it. He didn't make this up. He didn't guess it. The house he saw in the vision is, oh God, it's still there today. God, before the foundation of the world, he knew your name. He knew you by name before the foundation of the world. Many times we sing the song, A New Name Written Down in Glory. He said, that's an error. It was written down before there was ever one human being on the earth. Your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Amen. See, not only that, but other places, many places through the Scripture. He knows all things. He knows your name, your address, where you live, what you're doing, all about it. He just reveals it as he will. You see, God this morning, God can move on me. He can move on anybody. He could anoint you to discern someone out. He could anoint you to say exactly what's on somebody's mind. A man could stand here like Brother Branham did. We know that's one to a generation. But yet the ability is here. God still knows those things. God didn't lose the ability to do that when Brother Branham died. But why does God have to do that? He's already showed us he can do that. How many times does God have to convince us he's here with us? Amen. But God reveals it at will. Now in the book of Isaiah, we find some interesting scriptures that just thrills my heart. Isaiah begins to speak about a man by the name of Cyrus. And Isaiah 44:24 says, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formeth thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of liars and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backwards and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, that performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judea, thou shalt be built. And I will raise up the decayed places thereof. That saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. That saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasures, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. I will loose the lions of kings to open up before him the two levy gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest knowest that I am the Lord which called thee by name. I am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have raised him up in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Isaiah spoke of Cyrus, called his name, said what he would do, and he did right down to the letter exactly what God said Cyrus was to do. Isaiah said that Cyrus would make a decree to free the Jews, and he did. Isaiah said King Cyrus would be used of God to subdue nations, and he did. Isaiah said God called Cyrus by name and bestowed on him titles of honor, and he did. Isaiah said, God said of Cyrus, I know you by your name, though thou hast not known me. That was true. Isaiah said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and will accomplish all that I am pleased through him. All that I please through him, and he did. Isaiah said of Cyrus, he will restore the temple treasures, and he did. God said Cyrus would be the man that would bring judgment upon Babylon at the end of the 70 years, and he did. The Bible said in verse 27, he will dry up the rivers that saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers, and he did. It refers to the method by which the Euphrates River was diverted in order for Cyrus and his army to enter the city of Babylon. He sent part of his army up above the river, and they diverted the river, and the riverbeds around Babylon dried up, and Cyrus's army moved up the dry riverbeds. And when Belshazzar, I believe it was out there mocking God and drinking wine from the golden goblets that belonged to God out there. And you know the story the prophet preached on the handwriting on the wall and how the hand of God come down and wrote on the wall, you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. And he called Daniel and said, what does this mean? And he said, your hour is at hand. And while they were yet looking at that, Cyrus's army was moving up, and Cyrus's army destroyed the Babylonian kingdom just like God said. He dried up the rivers, and they went up the riverbeds. They picked a bad place to have the party. While they were drinking, while they were frolicking, Cyrus's army moved in and slew them, because God said, I will judge you for what you've done to my people. But the most wonderful thing about these scriptures, what stirs my heart so much, Brother Skip, about these scriptures is that Isaiah wrote this 150 years before Cyrus was ever born. He knows my name to bring me to his expected end. 150 years. My God, if it had been 10 days, that would have been something. But it was 150 years before he was born. Isaiah spoke his name and exactly what God would do in his life. You see, saints of God, the mayor of Johnson City, I've lived in this city, I've lived in this area my entire 57 years on the earth. But the mayor of Johnson City does not know my name. I've lived in the state of Tennessee all my life. But the governor of Tennessee doesn't even know I exist. I am a citizen of the United States of America. I do not agree with everything America does or stands for. But even today, if I was able, I would give my blood for this country. Because this country has been good to me and to my family. When I was a young man, I gave my life to serve this country. I signed up to some of these other brothers, Brother Jimmy. Some of these brothers served in combat. God bless them. I never had to do that. I'm so grateful for that. But yet they went into foreign fields and served our country and served our country's interests. We ought to respect our veterans. But President Donald Trump, the leader of this nation, doesn't even know I exist. The mayor, he don't know me. The governor, Brother Louis, he don't know me. President Trump, he don't have a clue who I am. You can send him his picture and say, who's that? He don't know me. But the God who runs the stars, the God who created the earth that I'm standing on this morning, he knows me. He knows the color of my hair. He knows the color of my eyes. He knows the street address I live on. He knows my desire. He knows where I come from. He knows where I'm going. He knows my name. And when you walk out that door this morning, I want you to leave with this confidence. I want you to leave with this thought in your mind that no matter what you're facing, our God knows all about it. He knows my name. When I'm overcome by the pain, I can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine. Because he knows my name. Everything's going to be all right. He knows me. He's ordained me for this hour. He watches over me. He cares for me. Because his word will not return unto him void. You see, I'm the other piece of paper. I'm the other piece of paper. Coming back to him. He knew I would be here in this day. He knew that you would be here this morning. He knew the thoughts you would have this morning. He knew these words would be preached this morning. He knew we would rejoice this morning. He knew we would love him this morning. He knew we would worship him this morning. He knows my name. He knows everything about me. Then no matter what I face, I can have this assurance. He's got it all in control. Brother Harry, the brothers come this morning. Do you love him today, friends? I said, Brother Darrell, I'm going through such a hard time. Friends, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. But you see, our struggles and our trials of life will never change who we are in God's thinking. Well, Brother Darrell, I made a terrible mistake. I'd love to come to the Lord. I'd love to worship God, but I made a terrible mistake. Or me and my wife, God knows those things. The moment you confess it, it's dropped in the bleach of his blood, and he don't ever remember that you ever done it. We try to bring his things before him. We try to confess over and over and over something we done when we were 17 years old. I want you to know, if you confess that, God don't even know what you're talking about. He's coming this hour. God's not coming this hour to beat us down. God has come in this hour to lift us up. God has come in this hour. He's had a man to stand here and open the door before us. And he's called for you and I by the message of the hour. Come up higher, higher, higher order of sanctification, higher order of justification. God says this morning, I know your name. I know all about you. I know everything you're going through with. Ain't that something, friends? That sometimes in our weakest moments, he'll leave just a little nugget to remind us, I know all about you. I promise you, I will carry this with me for a long time. But you see, that's not just me. That's not just me. That's every one of us this morning. He knows my name. Do you believe that this morning? That you was in God's thinking. Before there was ever a world, you were there. And this message come to seek you out, to bring you back to Him. Amen. You see, when Moses made that statue, when Michelangelo made the statue of Moses, and he worked on it, he had the image, he asked his buddy, he had this huge piece of marble. He said, "What do you see?" His buddy said, "Man, I don't see nothing, it's just a rock." And he kept asking him, and finally he said, "I don't see, what do you see?" And he said, "I see an image that's wanting to be released." I stood in Rome here by God's grace a couple of years ago and looked at that statue. How beautiful. And he worked on this. And I could see him in my mind eating sandwiches, working. He started out with a chisel and a hammer, but when he got down to the face, he laid the hammer and chisel down, took out the sandpaper. Because the detail of his image, the eyes, the nose, the nostrils, had to be perfect. We're beyond the chisel age. We're in the sandpaper age. God is honing His bride. Oh God. And Michelangelo looked back, and when he saw that image there, when he saw Moses sitting there, it was exactly what was in his mind. And he was so overcome. The prophet said he struck it on the knee and said, "Speak!" Because Brother Gene, he thought this thing should speak. I've given my life to it. I've given every ounce of my energy to this image. It should be able to speak. But you see, Brother Warren, it couldn't speak because it was stone. But there was another creator who had in his mind an image. And he created that image by the word. And when he saw her in the Laodicea age, he said, "Speak! For the final voice to the final age will be my bride." Brother Branham said to me, what made that marred image on his knee, that's what made it a masterpiece. And he said, Michelangelo could never put that piece back on. But God is going to do it. You see, we are a piece of the master, as Brother David preached. We are a piece of the master. And what does that make? When those two pieces come back together in this hour, do you know what it makes? Jesus Christ on the earth in bride form. Making Him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me tell you something. The leaders of this world may not know me, but my God who created me, He knows my name. Do you believe that this morning? Let's stand. Sing it, Brother Harry.
He counts the stars one and all. He knows how the sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. In control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot. Don't know the answers to the questions of life. I
step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. And He knows my name, but I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day, but I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. And He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, I can't tell you what's in store, I don't know a lot of things. I don't know the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed, and He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, and He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, and He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, and He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that today? Amen. Just bow our heads just for a moment. Just before we close out the service. Maybe you're going through a great difficulty in your life. Maybe you're facing decisions. You've got questions you need answers to. Friends, I don't know. But I know God knows every one of us today. We believe that the Word has proved that the things that we've preached today has confirmed that to be the truth. And I want you to leave today with the assurance that God's mindful of me today. He's got it all in control. Amen. You see, our God specializes in things thought impossible. If you're here today and you have a need, maybe you're here today, you're backslid on the Lord. Maybe you're doing things you shouldn't be doing. Maybe you're slipping out, I don't know, friends. Maybe you're just slipping out doing things you shouldn't be doing. Maybe you're looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. Whatever it would be this morning, wherever you would find yourself in His presence this morning, can you believe just for a moment that He loves you? That He knows all about it today. And all He's wanting you to do is confess that before Him. To bring you back. He's longing for your fellowship. You see, when the Lord Jesus was here, He never asked for new cars. He never asked for new clothes. He walked everywhere He went. He never asked for a chariot to ride around. But all He ever asked the Father for was our fellowship. That's all He ever wanted. And if you're here this morning in that condition, if you're here this morning and you feel like your sickness has just overtaken you, maybe it's nerves, maybe it's menopause, I don't know, friends, but whatever it would be this morning, I believe God is our healer. I believe our God is our deliverer today. I believe our God loves us. He wants to make Himself real to us. And if you, by faith this morning, can believe that He's here and that He wants to meet your needs, your troubles, you can leave them right here and walk out free today. You can leave them right here and walk out whole today. You can walk out of here today singing in your heart, He knows my name. When I'm overcome by the pain, I can't see the light of day, but I know I'll be okay because He knows my name. If you're here that way today, I just ask you, just before we close, I've got to drive 8-9 hours this evening, 8 hours, I guess, up towards Ohio for the meeting. I've got to preach in the morning. But just raise your hand and say, Brother Darrell, I find myself there today. Some of the things you spoke about, that's me. Friends, I don't want to point you out. I don't want to embarrass you. I just want to help you today. If you just raise your hand to him and say, Brother Darrell, that's me. I've got this condition. My wife, the doctors gave us bad news. I've got this thing with my child. It's just worrying on my heart. Whatever it would be today. My children, they don't come no more to church. God knows it, friends. He sees you kneel in your room. He sees you. He knows whether the lamp is working beside your bedside. He knows it, friends. Oh, God, you see the hands that are raised today. Lord, every hand in the service ought to be raised, Lord. But you see the hands today, God, I ask you in the name of Jesus. May your spirit move upon those today, Lord. Have them hold herself down to raise their hand to you and say, God, I just got this thing. I just need this today, Lord. But God, I believe you said in your word, if we ask, we shall receive. And Father, the prophet said we should ask you for big things. Because, Lord, when we ask you for big things, it shows that we believe you're a big God. And Lord, I ask you today in the name of Jesus Christ, may every person in this building today receive what they have need of in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the Holy Ghost fall upon those that need it. Those that need repentance, let it fall upon their hearts today, dear God. Those that need healing, let it fall upon their hearts today, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, may your spirit just sweep over their hearts right now, God. Lord, we give them into your hands for your glory. We lay aside, dear God, every weight and every sin. We lay aside every sickness, every failure, every weakness, every fear, every doubt. We lay it aside today, God. We lay it at your feet, for Peter said, cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give these things to you for your glory. Amen and amen. Do you love him today, friends? It's all hearts clear today. Amen. Has it been good to be in the house of God? Amen. Amen. Let's just sing this little song again as Brother Louis, I guess, wants to make an announcement. So may God richly bless you. We desire your prayers this week as we make our way up towards Ohio. Just bless the Lord to bless the camp up there and move among the children. And, you know, it just seems so unfitting to, I'm most of the grandpa to most of them, but yes, somehow the Lord allows me to go, and I just count it such an honor to spend a few days with our young people. They need help, friends. They struggle. Great things pulling on them in the world. Just pray for them this week, and we'll see you again, and be the will of God. May the Lord bless you richly. Amen. Just sing that part, Brother Harry, as Brother Louis comes. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. That's the way I feel sometimes, don't you? You know, I'm just simple. I'm not a smart person. I hear some of these other brothers preach and the things they put together, and I think, my God, I'm just not built that way. But I'm glad. I'm glad that no matter how simple I am, He still knows me. Sing it, Brother Harry. It's Brother Louis.
Don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that